All right, we're going to start with the second perek, Yoshua. It's a self-contained story. First pasuk, let's go through it. Vayishlach Yoshua bin Nun min ha-shittim. Yoshua sent from the place of Shittim. Shnayim anashim meraglim. Sent two spies. Cheresh, quietly. Lemor, saying to them, Lechu ru'u et ha'aretz v'et Yericho. Go look out the whole land and Jericho. V'yerechu, v'yavo beit isha zona, and they went to a house of a zona. Ushma Rachav, v'yishkavu shama, and her name was Rachav, and they slept there. Now, first of all, obviously, Yoshua is one sending the spies. If I were to tell you, what give me a list of things you shouldn't do once you've learned the Torah, one of them would probably spies. Don't send spies, especially if you're Yoshua who was involved. And especially if the Chazal say one of the spies was Kalev.
Really? Spies, yeah. They were intended to glorify.
Oh, so what's the difference? What's the difference with what they sent?
As a newspaper man, they say, how do you sleep in the night? Because he's supposed to say very hard to exactly what he sees. No biasing, you know.
Correct. So the 12 tribes, what's the difference? What's the difference with the 12 tribes and now he's sending these two? There's a few differences. First of all...
As two. First, there were the... two were sent initially, and then... Right?
So he's learning two and before the 12.
Right.
Yoshua's part of the 12. Yeah. And Kalev was also. But now Yoshua's now sending another delegation now when they're in the land of Israel. For their first campaign. The first thing... there could have been a lack of bitachon. Right? Because they want to know what's going on with the land. Hashem had promised them the land, but they want to know, is it good, is it bad, is it this, is it that? Here, really, it was the first military campaign. So they're not sending it to figure out, do we want it, do we not? They're sending, we want it, but now we want to be able to take over this area, so we need to go for a military campaign.
Why did they bring the two spies?
Good question, why they kept hidden.
Yet they were fully named in the passage.
So the first passage, one answer could be, the first passage says, Cheresh, send them quietly. What was the problem the first time they sent them? There was a big fanfare, one from each tribe, a leader, we're going to send them. Anything you do, but anything you do in a fanfare way, there's Ein Hara, bad things happen. Now Yoshua's learned his lesson, Cheresh. We're sending you silently. Rashi even says, Beraz, very quietly, don't tell anyone it's even happening. So it's much more chance of it succeeding. Another idea, Cheresh, why it says Cheresh, is Rashi says, these two spies should go and pretend you're Cheresh. These two spies should go into the Jericho, pretend they're deaf, so that people won't be afraid to speak around you. And then you can hear what's going on. Another question that I had is that, here you're sending two spies for a military campaign. In the end, how do they destroy Jericho?
Walk around the outside.
Walk around the outside, blow shofar, walls come tumbling, done. So there is, what's the military campaign going on? You didn't really have to even, everything's going to be miraculous. So you didn't really have to send any military, and you're going to see later on that what information do they actually glean from their travels? Not much military information. So we're going to see. To understand it, you have to learn the deeper Kabbalistic idea.
That's how
Hishtad looked. Oh,
you need to only do what is available to you now.
For sure. You do your best, for sure. But the brass tacks, the facts are, there was no military campaign, and they didn't bring back any information. So we're going to see, if we look at it, where's he send them from? Shittim. What happened at Shittim? Do you remember what happened at Shittim?
Yeah, the trees.
That's Atta Shittim, no? What big bad event happened to Jewish people at Shittim? The daughters of Moab were sent out. To make the Jewish men fail, which was with Bilam, and when he couldn't destroy them, he said, "We're going to send the Bnot Moav to go and entice them into sin," and then so that's how they fell. Jewish people fell in that sin. So Shittim was a place where it was known for Znut. Who was sent later? Do you know who was the other Kalev and who was the other spy? Do you know who it was? Pinchas. What happened with Pinchas at Shittim? He was Davka against Znut, right? And he went out. Where do they go? Where's the first place they go in Jericho? Zona.
In innkeeper.
What's going on over here? The deeper sources will tell you. They're going. These are people who are known to be against Znut, sent from a place where the Znut happened, going to a place of Znut, and this was really always spiritual mission. They were going on a spiritual mission to overcome the Klipot, whatever. We're not going to go into it, but that's an idea. Okay. Next pasuk. Why does it say here, L'chu ru'u et ha'aretz v'tirecho? Go look at the whole land and Jericho. Well, Jericho is included in the whole land. Just say, you're going to go and see the whole land. So Rashi says, because Jericho was as difficult as every single place in Israel to destroy. Jericho was as difficult as all of them put together. They say that the walls were as high as they were, as wide as they were high. It was extremely difficult. It says here, Lefish haita yoshevet al asfar, because it was the first place you got to from the border, it had to be the most fortified. Okay. Also, okay, second person. Okay, so Zona. They go to a Zona called Rachav. Many Mephoshim say she was a Zona. Many Mephoshim say Zona comes from the word Zan. So it was food. She was a tradesperson.
Yeah.
Zanakosu from feeding you
the desire maybe. Desire. Okay. So there's another perush. So it doesn't have to be. In any case, bet vayamer la melech Yericho lemor, and it came. The word came to the king of Yericho. Notice, there's a king of Jericho. Like we said last year, there's kings of everywhere. Yeah, 31 kings. Every city had its own king.
Vast bay called the Bay of Jericho, I think. The whole place, although it was low, but it was one giant kingdom.
Nachon.
It was.
Nachon had its own king. Hinei Anashim Bawo Hinna Halayla Mivnei Yisrael Lachbor Et Ha'aretz. Word came to him that Jewish people had come in to spy out the land. And someone's told him. They've heard. Gimel. Vayishlach Melech Yericho El Rachav Lemon. He sent some people, delegation to Rachav. Hotzi Anashim Abayim Eilayich. We know there's people that have come. Send them out to us. Asher Bawo Leveitech. They came to your house. Ki Lachbor Et Kol Ha'aretz Bawo. Because they've come to spy out the land. So she could say, she could deny it, but there's no point. He already knows. So what do you notice wrong about the grammar here? She takes the two people. Vatitzpeno. But she only hides him. So Rashi says, Yesh harbim kiyahid. There's places where the Tanakh says for everything it talks about an individual. Okay. He doesn't like that. He says, Umidrash Agada Tanchuma Pinchas veKalev hayu. This is where we know it's Pinchas and Kalev. Pinchas amad lifnehem, and Pinchas was standing there in front of these people in Rachav's house. Velo ra'uhu, but they didn't see him. Why? Lefi shehaya kemalach. Pinchas had been upgraded to be like a malach, Rashi says, and therefore they couldn't even see him. So she doesn't even have to hide him. She only hid one of the spies. Davar acher, this is another one, v'titzpeno kol echad v'echad b'ifnei atzmo. She hid him, and then she hid him. In any case, I like the second one of Rashi. Pinchas was like a malach, he was invisible. And she admits it. She says, Vatomer Ken, Bawo Elai Anashim. Yeah, you're right. There were people that did come here. But she says, Velo Yadati Ma'ainim. I didn't know where they're from. I don't know who they are. I admit there were people here. Clever. Vaya Sha'ar Lizgor Bahoshech Anashim Yatsu. Everyone's going out, they're going to close the gates of when you close the gate of Jericho, that's it, finished, done. Lo yadati anna halchu anashim. I don't know where they've gone. Ritfu mahera harem kitasigum. You should go. She tells them, go and chase after them because you might catch them. Vehi he'elatam hagaga. But she took them up to the roof. Vatitmanem bepishti ha'etz, and she hides them in the flax that is drying on the roof. Haruchat la halagag. Vanashim ratfu harem. Now she's told them, go eastward, right where they came from. So they can run off. Vanashim radfu harem derech ha-yarden. They go eastward to the Yarden, where they think they've run back to. Ala ma'abarot, on the path. Vashar sagaru, and the gates are closed. Ahare kasher yatsu arodefim harem. After the people have gone to chase after the spies. She sent them eastward. And we're going to see in the end, she sends them, the spies, the other way to hide. Vehema terem ishkavun. Vehi alta alehem alagag. And before it gets too late, she takes them up to the roof. Vatomer l'anashim, she says to them, Yadati ki natan Hashem lachem et ha'aretz. She says, I know that Hashem has given you this city. V'chi nafla imatchem aleinu, because I also know that everyone is very scared of you. This might be some of the information they're gleaning, right? They might be happy with this information. They're so happy, they don't need any other information. She says, everyone's afraid of you.
Especially someone in this situation.
In this city, I know. If she's a zona, like you, we say, she knows the word on the town. Everyone's going to just fall down in front of you. Ki shamanu, because we have heard et asher hovish Hashem et me yamsuf mipnechem. We heard what he did for you at Yamsuf. And we also heard what happened to the two kings, Asher Be'ev Yarden, on the other side of the Yarden, Sihon, Ulaog, Asher Hiramtem Otam, you completely destroyed them. We know what's happened. We're scared of you. No one's here is going to put up a fight. I know that everyone's giving you the Hashem's giving you the land. There's not going to be a fight. V'nishma v'yimas levavenu, we heard and our hearts were just completely melted. V'lo kama od ruach ba'ish miprahem, no one's even going to dare stand against you. Rashi says, afilu l'shkav imisha, no one's even wanted to sleep with their wife anymore, they were so scared. Amru, because they said, en lecha kol sar v'nagid shelo ba'el rahav azona, there wasn't a single minister or sar that hadn't come to be with Rahav, and come to lay with her. Ubat eser shanim haita, she was only 10 years old kishi yatzu Yisrael miMitzrayim, vezinta kol 40 shana, and the rest of the 40 years she was a zona, she was with everyone, she knew what everyone had been speaking about, she had heard and learned, and now she's telling the two stars what she knows, and she's saying everyone's going to be scared of you because I know. Interestingly enough, she was the only one, we're going to see, she was saved, and her whole family was saved, but she was the only one, because she did teshuvah. She didn't leave it too late. When she heard the spitting of the sea, okay, everyone hears about it, but what do you do about it? Now 40 years in the desert, she's a zona, she's not really paying attention. Now they come, they're on your doorstep, the sea splits into the Yarden, to the fem to come into the Yericho, she does teshuvah. We're going to see here now, she does teshuvah. The only one. There's many similarities. So here we are, when you see something happening, yeah, there's a lesson to be learned, but how many of us are actually awake enough to take the lesson on board and to act on it and to do something about it, do teshuvah? She was one of them. So now she says, promise me, Ba'ashem, ki asitim achem chesed, because I've done chesed with you and I've saved you so far. Vasitim gamatem en bet avi chesed, do with my father's house chesed. Untatem liot emet, and you should give me a sign. Vehaitem et avi vetimi, you keep them alive when you come in. Vet achai vet achyotau, my brothers and sisters. Vet kol ashelayim, everything is to my family, you look after them. Vet saltem et nafshotenu imavet, you should save us from death when you come in and destroy the city. And they say to her, "Nafshenu, we will give our lives for this promise." So we're back to here. Rashi says, "Beoto," he said. Rashi says, the mitzvah that David says, "Im mi yirtze lishloach b'chem yad." If someone wants to touch you, even a Jew that's come in to destroy the city, and they want to touch you after we promised to look after you. We will give our lives and we will die if just to save you. This is how much we promise you that we will save you. And later on, you know what was her reward? She married who?
Yoshua.
Femme over here.
I remember that
she was
very well. We don't remember.
He didn't learn that in
Hasmonea. Mind you. We don't want to know what you learned in Hasmonea. Okay, so that's how far they were willing to go for their promise. If you don't say what we're about to tell you, if you don't give out this sign, we will look after you. When Hashem gives us the land, we will then look after you. Tadvav. ותורידם בחבל בעד החלון. Let us down outside the חלון with a חבל, with a string. כי ביתה בקיר החומה. Because her house was actually in the walls. If you go today to Jericho, you can see lots of the parts of the fallen walls. And they would live in the walls, how thick the walls were. They would live in the walls. And her quarters was towards the outside of the wall. And she let them down from a rope through the window to the outside of the city. Ubahomah hi yoshavet. She was literally living inside of the wall. That's how thick they were. Vatom elayim ahara lechu penifku b'chem arodefim. She said, go to the mountains so that you don't meet up with those that are chasing after you. So I've sent them eastwards. You go westwards, you stay in the mountains. V'nachbeta shama shloshet yamim. Stay there for 3 days. Ad shovar odfim. Until they've given up looking for you over there by the Jordan, they come back home. V'achar telechu ledarkichem. And then you can go back on the path back to east. Maybe. Well, it actually says here, it says, why does she let them down through the window? Because even though she had done this thing before, Rashi says, "Be'oto hevel v'halon," with the same rope and the same window, "Hayu anu'afim olin eleha." All of those that wanted to be with her, they didn't want their wife to know. They would come through the window and through the with using the rope. Now she's saying, "Now that I used it to do the wrong thing, I'm going to use this window and I'm going to use this rope for the right thing." I'm done teshuva. Amra, she said to herself, Ribono shel olam, be'elu hatati.
They're running to the west as well. It sounds very contrived. She, you know, 3 days, it sounds like...
Oh, okay, maybe.
She had the guy, she said, okay, why's God that way?
Chazal said, Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh, she knew they were going to be there looking about 3 days, come home, you stay there for 3 days, and then you can go on your way home. But Rashi says, be'elu hatati, she says, I sin with these.
She was used to giving...
directions, yeah, to the wife. Don't meet your wife.
How to
escape from being found.
She used all the methods that she had for sure.
I can see that. Plan B. She says, Hashem, I sinned with this window and this rope. Now I'm going to use it for good. Look after me. ויאמרו אליה האנשים, נקיים אנחנו משועתך הזה. We're going to be clean of this promise, asher ishpatanu, that we promised you, if you go and start telling everyone what we tell you. Okay, we're about to tell you. If you go around telling everyone else what we're about to tell you, we don't have to keep our promise. Hine anachnu ba'im ba'aretz, we're coming to the land. Et tikvat hut ha'shani hazeh tikshiri b'halon. Take this red string and tie it in the window. Now she could go and tell everyone else, but they're saying if you do go and tell everyone else, and say, only you in this window hold this red string. Ashihoratinu bo, that you let us down through this window. Ve'et avich, ve'et imech, ve'et achayich, ve'et kol bet avich, ta'asvi elaych habayta. Bring them all into your house. It resembles a lot of the blood on the doorpost. Everyone that come into your house, here they'll be saved. If they're outside of there, that's up to them. V'haya kol ashir yetze midarte betech, anyone that goes out of your house, Ahutza damo berosho, he goes outside, blood will be on his head. V'anachnu nikiyim, and we will be clean of this promise that we made you. V'chol asher yeh itach b'bayit, anyone that's in your house, damo beroshenu, they will be on our head. Im yad tiyeh bo, if anyone tries to hurt them. So we will look after you, but make sure everyone comes to your house. Don't give this secret out about the red string to anyone else. V'im tagidi et devarenu zeh, if you start telling everyone, put a red string in your window, then we don't have to keep this promise, that you made us swear. She said, just as you said, that will be. And she sent them and they went off to the mountains. And she now, it's the hope of the red string in the nice word, in the window. And they went and they left to the mountains, and they stayed in the mountains 3 days, ad shavua rodefim, until the people that were chasing after them had come back. And they asked them for everyone, where are they? Couldn't find them anywhere, they gave up. And now the two people, Kalev and Pinhas, returned to their camp, they came down from the mountain, and they came to Yehoshua bin Nun, and they said, everything that happened to them up until now. So what are they telling Yehoshua? I don't know. What big military tactics are they passing on? I don't know. Maybe it was...
There was something.
Maybe it was what she said.
She knew, like, at least the Mossad. She was correct. The place in Seattle. Oh, that was
correct.
Super, super secret.
Correct.
Because that was the...
She knew. She had 40 years worth of knowledge, and now she's also the knowledge that no one's going to give... No one's going to put up a fight. Everyone's scared of you. Trust me, this place is yours. Vayomru El Yehoshua ki natan Hashem biyadenu. They said, Hashem has given us this land. Et kol ha'aretz. Not only that, but all the whole land. Vegam namog kol shi ha'aretz mipanenu. And everyone will be giving up in front of us. Please go, we'll carry on next week with Perry 3.